Good Monday morning, beloved, and welcome to our first full week of our five-minute journey in 2026. Today, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. Here, Paul reminds the Corinthians that when he first arrived, he did not use eloquent words to preach God's secret truth, because the message of Christ's death on the cross was of paramount importance. Paul contrasts the world's wisdom with God's secret wisdom and explains the role of God's Spirit in revealing God's truth. And today's God's saving word for today is wisdom. So let's begin reading at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 at verse 1. When I came to you, my friends, to preach God's secret truth, I did not use big words and great learning. For while I was with you, I made up my mind to forget everything except Jesus Christ, and especially his death on the cross. So when I came to you, I was weak and trembled all over with fear. And my teaching and message were not delivered with skillful words of human wisdom, but with convincing proof of the power of God's Spirit. Your faith, then, does not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. Yet I do proclaim a message of wisdom to those who are spiritually mature. But it is not the wisdom that belongs to this world or to the powers that rule this world, powers that are losing their power. The wisdom I proclaim is God's secret wisdom, which is hidden from human beings, but which he already chosen for our glory even before the world was made. None of the rulers of this world knew this wisdom. If they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as the scripture says, what no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God made known his secret by means of his Spirit. The Spirit searches everything, even the hidden depths of God's purposes. It is only our own spirit within us that knows all about us. In the same way, God's Spirit knows all about God. We have not received this world's spirit. Instead, we have received the Spirit sent by God so that we may know all that God has given us. So then, we do not speak in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, as we explain spiritual truths to those who have the Spirit. Whoever does not have the Spirit cannot receive the gifts that come from God's Spirit. Such a person really does not understand them, and they seem to be nonsense because their value can be judged only on a spiritual basis. Whoever has the Spirit, however, is able to judge the value of everything, but no one is able to judge him. As the scripture says, who knows the mind of the Lord? Who is able to give him advice? We, however, have the mind of Christ. And the today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, where Paul says, your faith, then, does not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. And as we have seen, that God's power is supplied and revealed in and through and by the Holy Spirit of God. I remember when, we were young back in the 50s and 60s and, they're selling breakfast cereals and the advertisements would talk about, the secret decoder ring. And, you would get this secret decoder ring and you could twist a little bezel on the ring and you would be able to, decipher, secret messages. Well, I hate to equate the Holy Spirit with a secret decoder ring, but it is through the Holy Spirit that God is able to teach us the deeper things of his word, of his kingdom. Without the Holy Spirit, Doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how much you love Jesus. But until we have surrendered to the guidance and have learned to be led by the Spirit of God, that we then are able to understand the deeper things that God has. So, like I said, hate to, equate the Holy Spirit of God with the secret decoder ring, but it is through the Spirit of God that these secrets, God's special messages, secret message, God's secret wisdom, as Paul says in verse 7, can be revealed. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are the source of all true wisdom. Enlighten me with your Spirit so that I may grow stronger in faith day by day, learning more and more about you and trusting in you and in your love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 23, where the Apostle Paul is concerned that the Corinthians are not living like people who are led by God's Spirit. Well, beloved, until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.